Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha, and I trust you are staying warm out there, Flathead. Wow, what a winter. And Matt, I think it came just a couple minutes early, didn't it? Yeah, I mean, I normally place bets on the first snowfall that sticks, and my date is usually in December. What in the world? November, okay. That's cool, though, because opening day, big mountain, December 8th. Yeah. Got a great guest in the studio with me this weekend, and we're going to talk about, actually kicking off a great new series. And in fact, I think it's timely and appropriate. How to prepare your home for deep winter. Can we add an effect there? Like, anyways, I'm having way too much fun up here. They don't pay me enough for this. I'm going to thank my good sponsors, Brian Murphy and Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Thank you, my friends, for keeping the show alive. So we got a great guest in the studio. I haven't had you on the show for a little while, Chris. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Chris Cox with Flathead Insurance. And what we're talking about here this weekend, Chris, is how to prepare your home for deep winter. Because, wow, it's here.
Yep, something we got to deal with every year.
Yeah, something we got to deal with every year. And so why I wanted to bring an insurance guy to the show is because should you not prepare yourself for deep winter, you're likely going to have to call this guy.
Yeah. After the fact.
After the fact.
So, going into deep winter, you know, knowing where your water shutoff valve are, where, you know, certain things are in your house, where there might be an exposure, making sure your fireplace is cleaned well, especially if you use it as a major source of heat source throughout the winter. You know, that's something that we see a lot of claims on, just not even from fire, actually from smoke, you know,
if it's not
cleaned well enough, you know, the smoke will come down and could be a serious loss there. So.
Sure. And then, you know, that's when you call Chris.
Yes,
absolutely. You're not the chimney sweep.
Yeah. I'm not going to be there showing up late on a Saturday night, turning off your water because, you know, your carpet's wet.
So yeah, right.
Like, I'll help prepare you financially after the fact.
Yeah.
Provided your policy is structured correctly.
That's right. So that's important because last time we had you on the show, we were talking about, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, we were talking about when it's appropriate to readjust your policy.
Yeah.
For example, if I bought a home and then life moved me in a different direction and I bought a new home for that purpose, however, I held on to the former and I wanted to turn it into a short-term rental.
Yep.
I probably need to adjust my insurance coverage.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of endorsements on a homeowner's policy, you know, you can structure it, you know, almost any way you want, whether you're raising the deductible, removing sewer and water backup things, replacement cost, the actual cash value, lots of things you can do to a homeowner's policy as compared to an auto policy, which is a little more straightforward. So it's important to have good advice on what, you know, your specific home. Have a good policy that, you know, covers your specific home. If it is a little older, you know, maybe you should have, you know, certain endorsements, you know, to make sure the service line, you know, going out to the street is protected.
Right.
You know, if it's a 2020 built home, odds are that is probably going to be good for quite a while.
So, right.
If it was built in downtown Kalispell
in 1910 or something.
Yep. Then, you know, there are ways to add service line coverage to your policy to get coverage for that.
What I appreciate here, Chris, and this was something that was new to me when we were speaking last time, and that is that your position, your job, the value that you bring to the conversation around real estate is certainly multifaceted. This isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of approach. You know, we have talking ducks and lizards that make us think that insurance is a race to the bottom and it is who can give me the coverage for the cheapest. Yet when you're dealing about one of your most important assets, and that is that thing that's keeping you warm this winter, I think taking that one-size-fits-all approach is probably pretty risky.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
You may think you have coverage in an area, and then it's going to be too bad how sad that you don't because you didn't take the time to have a very educated conversation with a good buddy like Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that, you know, time and time again when I review policies with clients is, you know, they are surprised at how inexpensive some of these endorsements are. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a conversation about You know, adding on something that would potentially, so sewer and water backup, again, going back to that, you know, that coverage could potentially be $5 a month.
Right.
And
wow.
If you had a serious water backup claim that, you know, it's a grade 3 water claim where it's all dirty water that touched sewage, you know, you could be looking at a $50,000 bill if you have a basement.
Right.
So that for something that you could have, you know, potentially financially ruin you if all
right.
of a sudden have a, you know, messy basement, you could totally prevent that with a $5 endorsement.
I know that a good amount of our audience listening to the show on a regular basis are the realtor friends, you know, licensed professionals helping buyers and sellers navigate through this market. And take note, realtor friends, this is good conversation to make yourself aware of, because when you're previewing property for your clients, when you're shopping for your buyers, or even if you're having that listing conversation with your seller, be aware of the potentials. Like mm-hmm. Chris had pointed out, you know, if this is a house in downtown Kalispell that wasn't built within the last 10 years, you know, you might be having a conversation around certain elements that could show up or certain potentials, because that's mm-hmm. really all we do is we talk about the potentials. Chris, we've got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, let's dive into preparing ourselves for this deep winter. You already gave us some advice. However, I know there's more to the story. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Chris Cox of Flathead Insurance. We're talking about preparing your home for deep, deep winter.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. In the studio with me is Chris Cox, Flathead Insurance. And we're talking about preparing your home for deep, deep winter. You're going to add the effect there, right, man? Because we're not a low budget operation here. We don't have to make them. There's the effect. See, Matt pushed the button. Anyways, Chris, we were talking through the break here about actually what is really the first step to preparing your home for deep, deep winter, and that is making sure before you buy it, you understand what it's going to take to insure it. So realtor friends, let's break the show here for a minute. Realtor friends, side note, when you're writing that contract, the offer, the buy sell, this isn't 2021 anymore. We actually can breathe while we're writing these pieces of paper. Make sure you give your client and you adequate time to have conversation around insurance. You know, I know that in 2021, it was basically like, hold on. And the best picture I had for 2021 was Keanu Reeves in a bus in the movie Speed. And it was basically like obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. And now we're going to have to like jump a 50-foot gap. And that's real estate 2021. That's it basically it. Like
yeah.
You're on a bus, there's a bomb, and get under contract.
Yep.
Like, there we go. So now we're done with that. Now we're on to Speed 2, which was not as good. That's not a prediction on the market, by the way. Let's get back to the point here, Justin. The thing that you can do when you're buying the home to best prepare yourself is to give yourself enough time to have an educated conversation around what it's going to take to insure the home. Chris, you gave us an example of, you know, perhaps somebody buying a home up the North Fork, right?
Yeah.
And because the risk factor of that home is different than a home, let's say, in downtown Whitefish or Columbia Falls or Kalispell or whatever it may be, you know, it get that insurance estimate.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you might get sticker shocked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So one thing that Montana and a lot of the reason a lot of people move here is the beautiful vast views. And mm-hmm. and part of how you get those vast views is you're very far from a fire department. So
right.
If you have a simple little kitchen fire and you call up 911, the response time is what is going to make a huge difference on your insurance policy.
There's sure.
Without getting into the weeds too much, there's a general, you know, factor 1 through 10. And the further you are from fire hydrant or fire department, the higher you are. And so quite a few homes in our area are on the higher side once you're a little
right.
outside of town.
Right.
So
does that make a difference if it's full-time or volunteer as well?
Yeah, so that's carrier specific. Some will are a little more apt to give you the volunteer folks, even though it's volunteer, so the response time is much higher. So,
right.
Or greater. So. Big difference there, between from one carrier to the next. And so, sometimes if you have a water source, so maybe you're by a lake, that would be, they don't have to haul all of that water to your kitchen fire.
Oh, okay.
And so if you have a fire hydrant, of course they just connect to that and put out the fire. So, if you are in one of those, nice, beautiful log homes up the North Fork, and you're potentially going to purchase it, definitely look at insurance prior.
Right.
There's a few things you can do when you do that. As you get a quote for it, you can potentially also see the past claims on the house.
Okay.
So if there has been a claim that maybe wasn't disclosed, I've seen that come up where people have actually gotten out of contract because of that.
Right. Yeah. So the point is like the best first step that you can make is give yourself an adequate time to have a conversation around what it's going to take to insure this home.
Yep.
Because if it's $100 a month or $500 a month, that could be the make or break point on someone's mortgage qualification. We had made reference to 2021 where cash buyers were king and, they may have bought a home cash. Now, Chris, if you buy a home cash, there's no mortgager saying, hey, I need an insurance policy on this.
Yeah.
So it's possible that there's no insurance on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We
roll the dice.
Yeah. We've seen that where people have paid off their home, call me up, say, hey, I paid off my home. I want to cancel my homeowner's insurance.
Wow. Okay.
And it just shocks me that, the transfer of risk for something that's, $1,000 a month or $1,000 a year, $2,000 a year, for something that could potentially be a six, figure loss or greater. Some of the nicer homes, it blows my mind. And obviously I'm the insurance guy. So a little different, perspective than most, but the value that, you could potentially lose the risk, of having a house fire or even a tree, falling on your roof and causing $30,000 in damage, you could just transfer that risk right onto the insurance carrier.
Chris, we've got to wrap up our show. However, I'd like to bring you back next weekend if that's okay, because we've only taken one step towards preparing your home for deep, deep winter. Are you prepared for, you want to come back?
Yeah, of course.
This is Chris Cox with Flathead Insurance. Give us that great number in case people have questions.
406-752-8000.
And this is the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate news, information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Metro, wishing you a warm winter, and be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, as always, hey Flathead,
welcome home.